So I'm heading to Salt Lake City on Friday. I'll be there through the weekend. Eric Sorensen will join me on Saturday for the Arizona State at Utah game. It's time to be with ASU on the road. I don't know why this game is on the Pac-12 network, other than I can only guess that because Dr. Michael Crow and ASU and Ray Anderson are very supportive of the network, as is the front office of Utah, and Oregon State's in on that mix as well, that these schools are going to say, you know what, we're going to take one for the team here in the short term, and we don't care if the distribution is only about 16 million households. Well, if the game were on Fox, it'd be over 100 million households. So anybody at all who defends being on the Pac-12 network this week just wants to side with what the university wants to do. That can be the only explanation, because there's no other benefit other than we got to keep this network going. Because I had people ask me, where are we going to see the game? How are we going to see the game? On the field, it was a year ago this week that Jaden Daniels, a young quarterback from San Bernardino, California, was on a visit to the University of Utah. And Utah felt like they had a good shot at getting Jaden Daniels. The offensive coordinator that recruited him up there left at the end of the season. He went to Sacramento State. Jaden Daniels had a comfort level with ASU, and all Jaden Daniels has done is complete 63% of his passes for 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, and put up 1,610 yards. So ASU, they got it done on the recruiting trail. We talk recruiting a bunch, guys, because this stuff truly matters. Where did they come from? Where were they at in high school? Why did they consider ASU, or why did they not? Same thing with the University of Arizona. People say, Brad, you're doing so much high school stuff. It's because there is the interest out there in these stories. All right, so last night I'm watching the Monday Night Football game. And the NFL this year is averaging almost 15 penalties per game. At times, it is unwatchable. So last night, there are a couple of plays with pass interference or hands to the face more specifically. And here's Matt Patricia, the head coach of the Lions, because they ended up losing the game by 1. And these penalties, although they couldn't get in the end zone, the penalties really hurt them.
Can't have those penalties, you know, whatever it was that that caused those to take place. So we're going to go back, take a look at it, make sure we're coaching it better, make sure we're doing the right things, and, you know, just can't have them. We know how dangerous and how, you know, detrimental those penalties are.
So Tracy Walker was the one guy that was singled out.
That's above my pay grade, but, you know, like I said, just off of our game tonight, you know, it was awful.
More players saying these sorts of things.
From what I just saw, honestly, I'm just going off of bad calls right now. I feel like we left plays out there, and there was just some bad calls out there left out.
Head coach?
Yeah, I mean, the rules are pretty clear. I mean, it's on the defense, you know, to make sure that we don't make contact there. So, yeah, I think that's really all I'm going to say on that one.
So remember, Matt Patricia came from the Bill Belichick school saying nothing. It should be noted, Detroit had to kick 5 field goals, and they ended up losing by 123-22. But the bigger rant is, on a Friday night, I'll be out at a high school game. The referees at high schools get paid about $60. Okay, and they get some money for their gas, their travel out there, from what I've been told. The NFL has yet to say that we are going to have our referees, our officials are going to be full-time employees. It's not like they can't afford to do this. They're rolling in money. But if you had full-time officials at the highest level, then you would have high school guys that would say, you know what, I have something to aim for. I would like to be a professional referee, rather than I'm going to volunteer, essentially, to go out on a Friday night and be harassed by parents who are nuts, who have lost their minds. And so I'll be at a high school game, and the games are so poorly officiated, and it's borderline chaos, but they can't find enough guys. If you want to get into the business, guys, go call the AIA. They need high school refs. So then it goes up to the college level. And again, is there enough training? Is it a full-time deal? No. So until we fix the problem, if we give people something to aim for, when I started out in the business of broadcast in a tiny little station with a transmitter that could barely heat up a microwave dinner, at least I had something at the highest end to aim for. You put yourself in any profession, whatever your profession may be, if you don't have anything higher to aim for, you're not going to get any better at it. So the referee stuff that we see in the NFL now, I think it is a big part. They're not being trained through the years, and Monday through Friday, the focus isn't on that. Instead, it's on something else. I believe that's how you fix it. That's my high five for Tuesday.